Welcome to another Cracker Review.
Bitch can't.
Kramer.
Zach.
Trev.
Jairus.
And we watched episode 3. I can't remember what the name was, but it was actually fucking hilarious. I think, honestly, if the name wasn't already How Big Is Jimmy Dickskins?
It's true.
Then that, honestly, that should be the name of this title, this episode, because I'm not going to lie, I think I laughed more on this one than the last one.
This one is funnier than hell.
I honestly think, so far, season 9 has came out with, like, swinging as a home run, as many baseball references.
The name of this episode was Scorched Earth. I'm assuming that was a reference because Katie was talking about going to Scorched Earth because she went on multiple dates that day.
Okay, yeah, she went on 3 dates that day, which is ridiculous. Would you go on 3 dates, Jay?
In one day?
One day, 3 dates.
That's a lot of stress, man. I don't know.
Depending on how bad the ones are.
It depends.
I get stressed out about one date. 3 is not going to happen for me.
Clearly, we know for a fact Katie didn't get banged.
No, she got banged twice.
She got banged twice? How the fuck did I miss that?
Because she was complaining about how the guy don't clean himself good.
I thought she was talking about that because of the way he smelled.
No, that was the last guy. The last guy didn't even make it. No, the last guy was last guy didn't even make
it. I would say we don't know whether or not she banged multiple dudes.
She banged multiple dudes, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Well, she was banging Jonesy Riley for the longest time, so...
Well, we don't know that yet. We just know that they were at least getting...
No, they were dating, because remember she came back and told them that she's the only one to get back.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. So. But we honestly don't know the fact that they banged or not. They didn't say anything.
They're not.
I've seen the series twice.
She cooked.
I was in quarantine, guys.
That was so good, because, like, she'd be like, yeah, when you guys were getting handies from some big city slams at the Denny's or whatever, and they'd be like, how'd you know? She's like, I didn't.
You just told me.
Yeah, you just told me.
Now, this was honestly a good episode. I took notes, of course. I really didn't want to.
I took 2 notes.
The fact of how, like, everybody's talking about... Jay, you want to fucking stop that
Yeah, that's
shit?
Loud.
You want to stop that?
Talking about Jimmy Dickskin's fucking four.
To be honest...
I love when the girl said at the table.
Just let it flop.
I honestly thought it was Coach. For some fucking reason, I thought it was Coach, because I recently just watched the... Valentine's Day episode, and like Gail and Coach were they were not hitting off, but the fact that they were at least, I mean, Gail was just talking about flicking her bean the entire time, but the fact that I didn't honestly know it was Jimmy Dickens until like you guys mentioned it and they mentioned
it. No, the moment she said tall, I was like, it's Jimmy Dickens.
I'm glad they didn't drag it out the whole episode because it made it that much better to laugh.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jimmy Dickens.
I honestly would have guessed somebody ran on my joint bar or something.
You see, I thought Kramer.
I'm with you. I know who you're gonna. Oh, you say it.
Someone said they thought it was Coach.
Yeah,
that was me.
That's
the first one.
I thought it was that soldier from the first.
Oh, actually, yeah, the soldier from the first who's like
they're flirting with each other that episode too. Soldier.
Yeah, he said he bet she could make a man out of
them. And they all said can confirm.
No, I like this episode a lot.
It was funny.
The fact that it was more based around people hooking up and then understanding how small towns, you can find out, like, so much information so quick. Because, I mean, it went around like wildfire, which is, I mean, if you're a small town, that's going to happen. The fact that I'm so glad it doesn't happen here in St. Joe, to be honest.
It does, not to that extent, but it does.
A little bit. I mean, it depends. If you go out every single fucking weekend, yeah, it's going to make sense to where it's...
They attacked me, though, personally, because they were talking about how people, like, act like they're moving the chair to, like, scratch their bowls, and I do that all the time.
See, I'm a pocket guy.
You're a pocket
guy. You ever seen me in my pocket? There's a 50-50 chance I'm playing with my balls. This time, I'm just getting my keys.
I don't know if you guys have seen Always Sunny, but when they cut their thigh, like, their pants thigh, like, toward the thigh level, to where, like, you can spread out, to where, like, you're just, like, how much room you can have.
That's what I do.
That's what I usually do. So if you see me with my, like, my legs kind of, like, wide open, which it's rare, because I got to the point where, I mean, of course, we all scratched ourselves when we were in high school. We know that for a damn fact.
Everybody does, period.
Exactly.
I still do to this day.
But I've got to the point where now it's different. To where I can just figure out some other way to scratch myself. That's another thing about this episode, to where, like, they talked about that, which is obviously a good thing to us in order to, okay, we do that. That's what they do.
No, I'm going to keep doing it.
I'm gonna fucking keep doing it too, however I fucking
I'll
want
to. I'll
stop
doing it when they stop itching.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I wear sweats a lot. I'm wearing jeans right now. I usually wear, like, jogger sweats.
You'll never catch me out in sweatpants. I never do.
I love sweatpants.
Here's the thing. The reason why I wear sweatpants out is because I want to be the person that really doesn't give a shit, but then we always hang out with Brody.
No, Kramer wants his dick bouncing out in his gray sweatpants at the bar.
We don't want to wear them.
I mean, on Fridays. Commando Fridays, baby. This was a fucking good episode, boys.
It was a good one.
I fuck up this episode.
And Glenn came back.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
First 5 minutes, he was working.
And Dexenron.
And Dexenron.
Yep.
I was more excited about Glenn.
Of course they all come back. The episode we find out about the hog Jimmy Dixon has.
No, you know, he's like...
Is this the first episode he's in this?
This might have been the first
she
episode.
She said you could use it like a pull-up bar. I like when she said he said, anyone else can't imagine him being an auctioneer? And she said, oh, there was auctioneering going on.
She's like, I got a one, I got a two, I got another.
She's like, you guys know how deer sighted? Well, I need glasses to look back and see what he's doing back there.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the episode, they talked about how Angie went to, and she also came back in the ending of this episode, of how she went to Great Britain and is now talking like people from over in England.
Took all their mannerisms.
It kind of makes sense, because say if you go up north to Minnesota, you're going to start talking with a Minnesota accent. And if you start watching it, I mean, I went down a rabbit hole on YouTube to where, like, with hockey fights and how, like, the commentators are talking and stuff, because I always had that Canadian accent, kind of like how people in Letterkenny always had a Canadian accent. It kind of sticks with you if you keep listening to it. Mm-hmm. And, like, kind of like with us, how much that we've actually quoted Letterkenny, the fact that we've tried to make our speech like that, kind of like a Shorzy trying to make it all up.
Hey, I literally have a note in my phone for chirps.
Dude, that's so fucking good. Because chirps is so funny, especially because I love watching hockey. I messaged you guys the other night saying, hey, if I get some tickets to Kansas City Mavericks, fucking let's do it. So, I mean, I love hockey. And the fact that chirps is on this thing, that's another reason why I kind of like this. I love this fucking series. So, yeah, no, I can see us doing the fact of, everybody does it. We all want to mimic what we just witnessed and what we've heard. It's something different, something we've never listened to before. So it makes sense with this episode. To start off with it, then end with it, and she can pull a finger out of her fucking ass.
Some people just need to pull a finger out of their ass.
I fucking love that reference.
Dude, I can't get over when Gail's talking about she's the first woman in town to take down Dixon.
That's Dickens. Good. Dickens.
And then she says, yeah, he usually only messes with girls from Dongle, which is the near town, I'm sure. And she's like, they call him the Dongle Ripper up there. The Dongle Ripper up there.
Good fucking lord. That dude.
So do you know what that means? They said, free beer if you smash Gaylor. Fucking Riley.
Honestly, it
was Riley.
It makes sense that it was Riley, because, I mean, honestly, for Riley and Jonesy, they're the guys that could try to smash Gale in order to get free beer. That's just me. That's just me trying to like witness like what we've seen with Riley and Jonesy.
And the whole time Gale's over there explaining Dickens, Dick, the
Dickens.
Roald's out here saying it's still not as big as
Stewart. Yeah, I like that. It's not as big as Stewart.
Okay.
Then Roald said. He said, I've never thought about Dickens in that way, but now I don't know if I can ever stop.
To be completely honest, I really thought, like, I have started to grow on with Roald and Stewart. We haven't seen their two other guys that they're usually with them. They're always dancing in the background or something.
Dude, I love the skids.
Skids are fucking awesome. Now, at first I didn't. At first I was like, what the fuck?
At first I didn't like them or Glenn, and now...
Glenn Deacon's out, he's like... Did I just get a text saying blah, 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 blah? I didn't.
Did I just get a text from Gail using a teardrop emoji to describe her womanhood? Yes.
Did you hear it from Glenn? No.
Yeah, and he walks away. Bonnie's like, come on.
Yeah, Bonnie's pissed off.
He said, do you think I want to sit here my whole shift and talk about the sexual experiences of my employer?
Okay, now thinking about this episode, I don't understand, unless it was just for the dates for Katie. When Gail, Rosie, and Bonnie went to the dance, the little nightclub, it's when we paused it.
Were hitting the town with Katie because she's getting back in the game.
Oh, so, yeah, just like what Katie had said at the end, like you can't really find someone in Letterkenny to date.
No one dateable.
They're all degens.
Well,
they're all still shits.
So, I haven't really understood this. Are the Degens part of Letterkenny, or are they
not? No,
the Degens are from upcountry. They're from north.
Upcountry. Gotcha. Good lord, but it's only fucking six.
The French Canadians, they were D-gens, right? That's when they first started talking about D-gens, wasn't it?
No, it's the D-gens from up countries when they're on their snowmobiles and they have the little shit.
Yeah.
Those aren't the guys from Quebec.
They're from Quebec.
Fuck those guys now from Quebec and their fucking black
shirts. He said, I saw George St. Pierre, all Canadian, all French Canadians are pussies.
He said something about Celine Dion and he was like, you will not talk about her.
Shit, that was early though.
That was early.
That was like season two.
Oh my gosh! No, that was season three. I'm pretty sure.
Didn't they build that
shit? It was season four. Season four.
Was it season four?
Because that's when season three is when they made their out of the way makeshift area to where
the little shed.
Yeah, then they went fishing up north in Quebec. I think it was up north in Quebec because Letterkenny's over on the Buffalo side, so they're in Eastern Time Zone right now. Letterkenny is, let's rate this show out of 10. I love the fact, really love the fact, Glenn is back.
Yeah,
because I've grown to like Glenn because, I mean, I get it. He's gay. He was also a priest, which was it's
ironic. My thing is that was the weird thing to me at first.
At first, no, same.
Exactly, I didn't like that part, but then. He grew on me a lot. Like, Glenn is fucking hilarious.
He is so fucking
He's
funny.
He's so funny.
Give it three seasons and Jay will love McMurray too.
That's true. No, I don't like McMurray.
McMurray?
I fucking wish McMurray
was in this episode because you know how funny that is.
Actually, I'll give you that. McMurray. He would have been hilarious.
He would
have been hilarious.
He's probably like, fuck it, fucking say four.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, that's a good. Why wasn't he in this episode, dude?
It's
hard saying.
They had so many fucking people.
They brought
in this episode, though.
Glenn back. Who are the two guys that?
Dax and Ron.
Yeah. Dax and Ron. They brought Dax and Ron back.
The gym guys. They had the takedown competition. They both get syphilis, and they're like first time.
What about
gonorrhea? That got syphilis.
What about when Dax and Ron are just like kind of like fueling off each other? He's like, let's take down a villager. Let's take down a whole village.
Yeah. I love the fucking. He's like, I'm so tired of this narrative that Dax and Ronzi are gonna take down Roll. Roll that the Danny episode.
Oh, Dave's so fucking good.
When Roll just he speaks it into existence, like we're going. He's like, really?
I love Roll, man. Roll is so fucking
Roll
hilarious.
Stewart. The skids, like Trav said earlier, grew on me so much.
I didn't like them at first.
I loved them at first. I always thought they were hilarious.
I don't know. I appreciated what they were at first, but now I just straight up love
when they were like dancing on the cardboard boxes and shit. That was
awesome,
dude. Zach dances like a skit.
To be fair, I honestly think was it Brennan or Drennan or whatever his name was that got him out of season one, Devin. I think if it wasn't for him, Rold wouldn't have had like a big
Yeah,
no, I don't think he would have either.
They needed a second skid guy to kind of fuel the first one.
And Roll
fills that so much better.
Go back and watch season one. Brennan is fucking hilarious.
Devin.
Why the fuck?
Yeah, he's fucking hilarious. So
dude, he's so hilarious.
Who were the skids and Glenn trying to get the... Oh, it was Jonesy and Riley.
Riley and Jonesy. That's the Rips, Rips, and Revelations thing.
That was awesome.
Which,
they're sitting outside the grocery store. My bad. They're sitting outside the fucking convenience store or whatever. Glenn's on a little milk cart preaching about Bible and shit.
No, he's teaching them how to preach. And he says, what you do is, you get your milk cart and you stand on it. He said, and you start screaming. And when people start getting mad at you, you tell them they're going to go straight to hell.
And then the skids are over there dancing the whole time. Just break dancing on the little cardboard
10
box.
10 feet away, they're over there
breaking. Yeah. Because that's the thing where they're screaming. He's like, Rips! Rips! Revelations! And then Riley comes. Jonesy comes back and Riley's just like, I'm going with him. Because Katie breaks up with him.
Gosh, it's such a... Okay, alright. Out of 10, what do we rate this episode?
I'd give it a solid 9.
I'm giving it a 7 because I don't think it was good as the other two.
I don't think it was as good as the episode where Coach was drunk. Either the last episode.
That was the last episode.
But it is still funny. I'd give it an 8.5 or 9.
I was going to say 8.5, honestly. That was all I was going to say.
I get 8. But people have also told me in the comment section on the very first one that we've had with these. I said, "Oh, you got to wait for the rest of the season because, like, honestly, this might have been the best one. This might have been the best episode of this season. But so far, after three, I think they're just getting better and better and better. To be honest, that's just me.
How many episodes? There are 9 in the season. This is episode 3. We have so much good fucking shit." ahead of
us. I honestly love the fact how we're doing this week by week. Trav brought up something. We're going to discuss this right now. Trav brought up something about someone. I don't know what website it
okay.
was. That was ranking.
Can you take your AirPod back?
All right. Are you guys listening to fucking music?
It was Mini Men.
God fucking
hold on
animals.
One sec. Someone came in the back door. So all right. What's up? All right. So Michael Bauman from The Ringer released this article, and it is an extensive ranking of pretty much every character on Letterkenny. There are 80 people on the list. We could tweet this. We'll tweet this after the show. Everyone get a look at it. I'm just going to kind of go over some
the
highlights.
Bullshit
of it.
Fucking
list. It's bad.
Right now.
It's not good.
So, like, number 8 is 80, Angie, Hardright J. Glenn is 78.
All right, that's what, okay.
He's 78th funniest character on the show.
Hold on, think about this. Is he 78 just because of how much he's been used on the show?
No.
He's been funny as a character, but he's funny.
No, he's witty and funny at the fucking same time.
The second I saw Glenn was at 78, I won't even lie. I just scrolled to the top to see who was first. I'm not going to spoil it because I feel like we kind of have a flow through list.
Yeah,
I'm
going to kind of just go through
the list. It's not who you think is number one.
List,
number one.
At least go through top 25 because you don't want to go through the entire list.
The list.
Well, I'm going through the list. I'm just going to go through the snow.
Also, name the people that are like notable characters and if they're like up in the top.
Name the notable like.
Well, like this one is Dan, so like Darren, 64 is Alexander.
Like rat ass, you fuck Alexander. Okay, that makes sense.
The thing when he's like, "There's shit on the outside." That is legit. Like one of the funniest fucking parts of the show. And at the beginning, when he's pissing at the urinal with his pants at his ankles,
that's fucking good.
He's like, "Yeah." He walks in and says, "Is this where the dicks hang out?"
He fucking like Ruby's like, "This is where my dick hangs out." Yours is like, "I'm fucking." Mushroom in a cornfield.
Yeah, that guy, like, the fact that he's that low is fucking insane. And then, this is another one. We didn't talk about this in the group show on the Senate. Noah Dick and Anita Dick are 52 and 51.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You don't think they were fucking hilarious?
No, they were good, but they were only in, like, three episodes.
You know the guy?
They're so good.
The father of that family is J-Rock from Trailer Park.
Yeah.
Hey, J-Rock's not Noah Dick.
Okay, so, they're the Mennonites. They're
basically Amish.
They're Amish. And
they're
Noah Dick and Anita Dick. And with, like, the... their daughters are dating Riley and Jones. And she's like, have you seen two dicks?
And they hang in the back of the car and they go to the hockey rink
with her. And then they walk into the church and Glenn's like, oh, what would I have done to be blessed with two dicks on a fine day like this?
And he's very short pants.
Yeah.
Is it one of them Seth Green?
No.
No.
You know how funny that'd be?
No, Jairus, the guy, like, dick. The father figure is J-Rock from Trailer Park Boys.
Okay, maybe that's why. Because I know they look familiar with someone.
And the wife is the wife from The Walking Dead.
Dude, so number 40.
Holy shit, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Like, Sarah something Collins.
God, I know that. Yeah, exactly. That's why she looks so fucking familiar. God damn it.
This is another one I don't think you guys caught on. This pisses me off. This guy's above Glenn. He's above Noah Dick and Anita Dick. Dirks is 40.
Yeah, Dirks should
Dirks
be.
Dirks is
40.
This is horrible.
Dirks. What did Dirks do that was ever funny?
His name
what
is
website
funny.
Is this?
The Ringer.
The Ringer. Michael Bauman wrote this. And then Gene Jocks for Keith Jocos Gene, the dude who's written the hockey legend, he was actually pretty funny.
Hold
but
on.
He's still really high.
Okay, I know for a fact that we're going to get to it a little later on. I think they're 9, 10, 11, and 12. That fucking pissed me off. We'll get there.
Okay, and then Jamie Dickens is 30. Which, I mean, that's fair.
Dickens.
Tyson and Joy Boy are 25 and 24.
I agree they should be right next to each other, but I think they're still too
old. I think they're teens.
Exactly.
And then you have Gail jumping in at 22.
Devin's
23 as well.
No, Gail should be top 10. I'm
Gail,
sorry.
Really?
Gail does a lot for the show.
Gail, did you see this episode?
Fair enough.
She didn't make the episode, essentially, but like her being a part of the episode was crucial.
She makes the show so awkward that it's good.
Exactly. I agree. She's the best awkwardly funny character in the last
especially in season one. Season one, they tried really hard.
I'm sorry, any episode with Gail, she's just been consistent throughout the whole
series.
True.
And there's one thing, it should be efficient.
21, Stewart. Stewart should probably be higher.
Stewart
should be in
team. Stewart is fucking hilarious.
So Squirrely Dan at 20 as well, which...
That's stupid.
I think out of the main characters, I think Squirrely Dan should be probably just above Derry. Mm-hmm. He should be pretty low. But
where's Derry?
I know off the top of my head, but we'll get to it. Then McMurray's 19. McMurray's top 5 for me.
McMurray's
top 5.
McMurray is easily top 5.
The fucking shark game, he's like, right there for the VCR. Right there for... Oh, I don't know. Wait, no, fit down though. 10 down though. Okay, hold on, $2,000. And he goes to my CDs and he's like, how many's there? $100 at a $60 piece, $600. He just keeps going. All right,
the top 10 should easily be like Wayne, Derry, Dan, maybe Katie. Katie adds a lot.
Katie's not that funny. I don't think
she's all that funny.
Dex and Ron, 18, 17.
Riley, Jonesy, and McMurray.
Those four should be. Oh, God.
When Dex and Ron would like be in the gym, they were fucking. They're winning. And like the dating episode where they talk about taking down Katie.
To be honest, on this, where they had Mary Beth and Beth. Whatever
it was. Yeah, Mary Beth and Beth Ann, the football hockey players. No, they're good. They're really good.
Perfect on this.
They're very good. And
Where did you guys rate the hockey players from Riley and Jonesy's like big league team?
They're like in the 50s. I passed them. Talking about Boomtown.
Boomtown's like top three.
Yeah, no, that's why I said fucking 9, 10, 11, and 12 is Boomtown, Schultze.
Schultze makes sense.
Fisky,
and whoever the fuck it was. They're, like, literally in the top 15. Look, dude, scroll down. You'll find them.
We're at 16 now. They're pretty good.
You see, they're pretty good, but they're not top 10. They're not top 10 material.
I mean, they're not above Dex and Ron to me.
They're high teens. They're about 19 to 16.
They're literally above Dirks.
But, yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Dirks didn't even fucking add anything to the show except for his ass.
I don't know Dirks very much.
Which, Katie's 16.
Okay.
That's fair. I don't think Katie's... She's not very funny. That's fair. 15 and 14 is Riley and Jonesy. That's bullshit.
Way too low. No, so top 10.
To be honest, they should be 1 or 2.
They should be top 10. I agree, but like
they're top. They're probably like two. They're like 2 or 3.
I know the show's called Letterkenny. I get it. Falls around Wayne and all that, but like they're easily half the show.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Exactly. Yeah,
they're more than half the show.
The Native Flu episode, that's fucking cracked me up.
I love the because I saw. This list, Shorzy was on the list, obviously.
Yeah, he has to be.
And I watched the little highlight thing of it, and I don't remember. It's like his best moments. And when he's on the fucking bench at the hockey game with Tyson and Joint Boy doing the team, and Katie's on the stage, she goes, who brought that fucking rocket? Snipey, snipe, sniper. He just keeps yelling at her. And then he's like, they're getting all mad, and they're like, Joint Boy, Tyson, beat that dude's ass. And they beat up some other dude. It's not even fucking Jorzy.
Well, he's also antagonizing it, too, because he did it. Beforehand too.
Yeah.
Like, who brought the Rocket Boys?
Yeah. Then, like you said, 13 through 9 is Schultze, Bartz, Yorkie, Fitzky, and Boomtown. Which.
So stupid.
They all belong.
They are pretty funny.
They belong in the top 25, but not that
top 25, I'd argue. You see, I'd have left them at like late teens, early 20s.
We should at least at some point be like them and like just go for
just have a. Have
be
a
like, yeah, I've done this. Jarrett's.
Yep, did it real good. Trav.
Bozo.
Jabroni.
All right.
Pussy.
I forgot about that part.
All right, we got 8, which is Derry, which I think Derry... I don't really think Derry's all that funny, but he is kind of like the sidekick to the show, so
I would say Derry and Dan have to be together.
That's what I was going
to
say, too. Because when Derry and Dan get like mad and shit, and they start yelling... That's one of the funniest.
No, fuck it. When Swirly Dan is yelling, it's fucking funny.
No, yeah, it's really. Like the Spelling Bee episode when he's like, we're not going to be hooting and hollering like the goddamn PGA Tour.
He starts breading fucking bottles and shit.
But, like, just seeing Dan and Derry go back and forth, they're just seeing Wayne's reaction, they easily belong together. Top 10. Or maybe top 15.
I'd say
trying to think who to be. I can't really think of anyone who'd be in front of them, so I'd say they'd easily be top 10.
I'm saying here, though, this is where the list gets shaky. 7, you have Wayne. I feel like he almost has to be top 5.
He's top 5. He's top 1.
No.
He's top 2.
Wayne, I think, is the best
character. Number 6 on this list.
At this point now, Wayne.
Number 6 on this list is the funniest character in the show, not a doubt.
Oh, my God.
It's Shorzy.
Oh, Shorzy is funny.
He is the funniest person in the show.
I put Shorzy in top 3.
I mean, Shorzy's got to be...
Is it funniest? Characters are just characters.
This is the funniest character on the show.
Oh, sure.
How the fuck is Katie in the teens? She's not funny at all.
No, she's not. Very true. All right. No, but would you guys, looking back at this, would you rank Riley and Jonesy as one person? Like one?
No.
No.
I would. There's like four. Granted, I'm going to watch like four.
There's legit like 3 episodes where they're not together.
No, but here's the thing. I honestly feel like Jonesy is funnier than Riley.
But they're always together anyways.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, if you go back and listen to, like, all the them chirping with Shorzy, like, Jonesy's, what he says, like, I mean, of course, all he says is, fuck you, Shorzy. But honestly, that he adds more to the show, I feel like, Jonesy does than Riley.
Oh, Shorzy does, without a...
Shorzy has way too much more than the
Shorzy's in his own person, though.
Yeah.
We're talking about Jonesy and Riley.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I think Jonesy's funnier than Riley.
I put him as one person. I see what you're saying. I respect it. Five. I think it needs to be higher. Probably a hockey coach.
Coach is
saying he's three or four. When he's got the fucking walking boot on, and he's like, "It's gonna get real fucking ugly out here, boys," because he's gonna start kicking the trash can. He shows up to practice, and he's got on like one Carolina work boot and his dress shoe, kick the trash cans with.
No, coach is fucking hilarious, especially with this season. The fact that they joined the beer league. Oh, that's fucking good. Barb and I.
You boys ever been to the Grand Canyon?
And they're like, no.
Yeah, I'm just laying there. Barb's going to wash off.
And who was it, Riley or Jonesy, that just said, hey, buddy, at least there's free beer.
Yeah. Number four, which he needs to be up there, Rolled. Rolds.
Oh, Rolds. Fucking,
I'm so glad
Rolds he's funnier than Stewart, for sure.
And that entire thing, I'm glad he's top five. I'm glad he's there.
I like them being in top. I want to put them 2 and 3. They definitely deserve to be pretty high. Betty and Marianne. They're very good.
Yes.
I'd put them in the team.
Which, oh my god, dude. And Shorzy and them are arguing. It's so funny.
I'll be honest. I didn't even know there's at least 90 characters on this show.
There's the one where Betty Ann and they're playing the... They play the girl hockey team, and Shorzy goes up to the thing, and you're going to drop the puck. He said, so how's women hockey work anyways? Is it just like men's but less competitive? They go, fuck you, Shorzy. He said, fuck you, Betty Ann. He says, I got a tax break just for hanging out with you. It's just a charity act, you ugly fuck.
Can they use the main them too?
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Because then they started.
They start fighting over him.
Yeah. Because the whole team fell in love with him.
Oh, the whole team. Okay. I remember them too, like, legit, like, started wrestling and shit about it.
Alright. Anything to say before we do number one?
No.
What's the
number? It's fucking Tannis.
I didn't think Tannis was all that funny.
I don't think
I like Tannis.
I liked her. She was serious. She added something to the show, but she wasn't very funny.
I think she's one of the second best relationship.
She's funny, but she wasn't.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I like Tannis, but I don't like Tannis. The fact that she's number one. That's the first thing I went is straight to number one. Saw Tannis though. I was like, this is ridiculous.
I saw Glenn at 78, and I started looking for the characters that
you knew the main ones.
Because there were some characters in here that, like, I had to think. Like, you have, like, Jib and Pete, Radass, and Sledgehead.
No, those should be, like, in at least the upper, all the way to the top. Not, like, that number one, but, like, an 80 or something. It's ridiculous. But, boys, this was a good episode. The fact that Tannis is number one, hurts my nerve.
She hasn't been in the season, has she?
Not yet. But the fact that she's number one, well, whoever this bozo is.
That's a motherfucking bozo list for sure.
The big bozo list.
Bunch of fucking jabronis.
But that was Crack an Egg. Not Crack an Egg. That was Cracker Review.
There you go.
I've been drinking way too much tonight, boys.
We get to see Kramer back after, what was it, 10 days?
10 days, boys.
And we're going to head out.
He's already four shots deep? Three? He's three shots deep.
Yeah, no, that's three shots deep, bud. But I'm also drinking. This is my second rum of Coke. I'm about to fucking smash this Coors Light in a second.
He's gonna puke. Tune in Tuesdays for this review.
There's a good chance of that.
It's gonna be nine of them total. What do you think? What do you think of a 10th episode? An overall season review? Favorite episode? Just like
I'm
a bunch
down.
Of
I'm
quick
down.
Question. But is this the series finale or this series finale? Is this last season ever?
No.
Okay,
that's all.
Better not be.
Yeah, they fucking better. Fucking pull that wild card out of my ass. No, I ain't gonna do that.
Hit him with an Uno reverse.
But that was Cracker Review. Like, subscribe. Hey, I hope you enjoyed the new channel.